let's see if you can help this lady. Okay.
Okay.
Her and her husband were out drinking one night, had a little bit too much to drink, but they're hanging out with friends.
Oh, boy.
But they've been married for some time now.
Okay.
You know, they have a pretty good relationship, but they've been drinking a little bit too much. They started talking about his ex-wife. His ex-wife came up in the conversation.
Right.
So he was married for 9 years prior to her. And then he said, I can't believe today the love of my life married somebody else.
Oh, and he didn't mean the woman he's with now. He meant his first wife.
That just got remarried that day. He said, I can't believe the love of my life married somebody else. They were dating in high school. They were married 9 years. She left him. He still calls her the love of his life. And he was kind of tipsy when he said it, but she's not letting it go. Is it something that I should talk to him about or just let it go is what she's asking.
Of course you should talk to him about it. I mean, there's that Latin saying, and there's truth in wine, in vino veritas, mm-hmm. you know? So there's the, if you're drunk, you're speaking the truth. I mean, if you're blotto and you're just like, oh, I love cats, that's very different.
I love plants.
Then that was the love of my life. No, that's, I'm sorry. Like, you're a consolation prize. Sorry.
And you are, because
yeah.
you came second. She loved him. That was the love of his life. He just screwed up by saying it out loud, I think.
Yeah. It's worrisome because I had, but then, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll take that back because I feel like your high school sweetheart, you really romanticize that relationship because the quote unquote love of my life was my high school boyfriend who we also ended up dating again in college. We dated again after college and we had plenty of opportunities to make it something, but it wasn't right. It was never going to be right. You know, like, being with him is great. It was really passionate. It was really like he was my first everything. And you kind of romanticize that. But in the end, he wasn't right for me. You know, I chose not to be with him. When he married somebody else, I didn't go, well, I better stop him. I was just like, yeah, hope he's happy. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was that. But there was a time in my life that I always wondered, like, was he the one? No, he was not the one. He was not it. If he was the one, I'd still be with him. So if that really was the love of this man's life, he'd still be with her. He wouldn't be divorced from her.
Hmm.
So there's a reason why they're not together. So you have to decide.
She left him, though. So he's the one that got crushed. I don't think he's ever going to get that out of his system.
If she left you, then she's not the one for you. Because the person that is the one for you is the person that's going to stay with you. If somebody's leaving you, you're delusional. They're not the one. They don't want to be with you. But the person, the love of your life is somebody that wants to be in your life. Not somebody who's left you and is marrying somebody else. That's not the love of your life.
Yeah. I wonder if you just build it up in your head for years and years and years that they were the one. But if you went back out with them for one night, you would instantly see that they're not the right one for you.
Right.
All that bad things come back. It's like, oh,
so true.
That's why I didn't like you. Because you clink your bowl when you eat soup. That's why I don't like you. There's a reason why I'm not with you. It's all coming, rushing back to me now.
For me, it was when I got back together with this high school and college boyfriend after college, where it was that opportunity, like, should we? You know, we dated. And I was like, oh, right, you're a raging alcoholic. I forgot.
See, yeah, that's not fun. That out of my mind. I thought you were a good guy, but then you started drinking again.
Raging alcoholic that wants to do nothing about it. Right. I forgot. Thank you so much for the drinks. I'm going to be heading out stage right.
Well, it's like my high school girlfriend was great to date in high school and on dates on the weekend. But then we started spending more time together like the whole summer. And then I went, oh, this is too much.
Yeah, right. See?
This is, you can't spend that much time with somebody unless you really like them. And then you find out, no, I like you sometimes, not all the time.
But if you felt that way about her when you had no responsibilities and nothing else to do, that was only going to get worse. Don't you know what I mean? It's one thing when you're in a relationship as an adult, so you can see how they fit into your adult life. Like you're going to work and you're going with your friends and you're going to see your family and you kind of like, you're balancing it all, you know, and they fit in. You're like, wow, this is pretty good. But when you're young and you just have a summer to spend together and it's not great when you literally have no other responsibilities. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's red flags everywhere.
Yeah. You probably give first date, good date, second date, third date, you move in with you, totally different game.
Yeah. I would say like you get the good me for like a week. And then by week two, you're like, what the fuck did I do?
A month.
Week two, you're like, holy shit, what did I do? Yeah.
And then you move in with you. And trust me, I know it's not fun.
No, but we were roommates. That's different. We weren't in a relationship.
Exactly.
That's totally different.
So I can't imagine being in a relationship. Right. See, no, kind of. We were interrelated because I couldn't really leave you. So
that's true. You were stuck with me.
So it's kind of like Joe. And
yeah.
But I was getting paid to do it. See, Joe's not getting paid to do it, so I don't know how he's doing it.
Yeah, he's here for free.
Yeah. God bless
him. You know what's so funny is, you know, last night I had a little laugh. I shouldn't even really be saying this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You know, I get in these moods, which I know you know my moods. I get in these moods where I like things the way I like them. And if they're not that way, I'm just like not tolerant. Like, no, I don't want that. No, forget it. No. You know, I'm just, you know, like a, you know, like that, like a 3-year-old that just says no to everything. You mm-hmm. want this? No. What about this? No. How about this? No. Like I get like that. So when I get like that, I realized, cause I was like that last night, I was in a bad mood and I'm no, everything was no. My boyfriend's like scared of me. Mm-hmm. Instead of just being like, oh, fuck you and fuck her, I'm going to do whatever I want. He's always like, no. Okay. I'm sorry, honey. Do you want this instead? No. Oh, okay. How about this? No. I mean, and the poor guy is running around trying to make me happy. And I'm just like, no, to everything. No. And when he finally left to go make something better for me, because he's such a great guy. Like he's such an amazing guy. I had a laugh with the dog where I was like, he's scared of me. Like he's literally scared of me. He's frightened of that mood, like that Cooper. I felt terrible for him at that moment.
Years and years and years, Cooper and I did this radio show totally different than you would think we did it. How we would do it was we were going on the air every night at 7:00. So mm-hmm. at 6:55, because one radio show would leave and then we would come in, Cooper would be in New York. So I would never see her. We didn't have video. We just had audio.
Right.
So I would have to dial you up, dial New York, and then you would be in the studio. So all I could hear was you through the cue speaker.
That's
so
right.
So we would lock in at 6:55 and I would not know what kind of mood Cooper's in. I would just hit the thing and go, hey, Cooper. And she would go, hey. I would know within that hey what kind of show we were going to have. In that 2 seconds, it's either going to be a good show or it's not going to be it on the air. It's going to be fine. Off the air, I know in 2 seconds what it's going to be like. So if yeah. Joe doesn't understand, hey, by now, I could just hear it in one word what kind right. of nightmare that show was going to be.
Yeah, you know, but I have such great self-awareness now that I realized I was in one of my hey moods last night, and I was watching the poor guy trying so hard to make me happy, and nothing was going to make me happy. I was in such a bad mood, you know, and I was just, and I just couldn't let it go, and I couldn't stop and say thank you for being so wonderful and for trying so hard to make me happy when I'm clearly in a really bad mood. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't go there. So I just continued to stay in a bad mood and just say no to everything.